Accession number 20189, Reel 2.
Toward Natarth and suddenly Tapas placed, but they had like a little saloon bar, a room on, push and lovely, oh, just, but they used to be nice.
Yeah.
And they had good terms.
And did you used to feel proud that you'd help build something?
Definitely, yeah. Yes. We used to be so to see you go after our hard work we put in. Only one out of five, well, I didn't have a fight, but I told him not.
Uh-huh.
One captain was standing outside the barn, we had to go in for something, and he was talking like to us, and that. And he was standing rattling his money in his pocket. Oh, so I told my sister, and I says, what are you doing that for? He says, yeah, I don't know. He says, it's just habit. I said, well, it's a bad habit because of here. I says, it means you want a woman. I says, you get 73 cents, 9 streets. Does anybody hear you?
Get away, that was the meaning of it, was it?
Yeah.
Right.
And them days.
Yeah, right. And he didn't know this.
And I still don't like to hear anybody rattling money in his pockets. I don't. Yeah.
But he didn't know that, did he?
Oh, he didn't know that. I don't know where he come from. We got told.
Yeah. So, did he stop rattling at them?
Why, he blushed red. You know, the dad pulled him up, so did that man, because I forgot myself and said it, you see. And he says, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean anything.
I worked on the Golden Galleon.
Aye.
Stevens. Plumbers, I used to work with a plumber.
Yeah.
Through Newcastle. Uh-huh. Put out a pipe, you know, an Indian board.
Uh-huh.
And they say, this bloke would come in with his turban on the lot, and he'd keep it, didn't he? And he had to walk around all the pipe and that.
Uh-huh.
He said, you know what, he said, get them out. He said, it's like a Christmas tree. Hey, hey, hey. And they put a big, what was it called? Mainstream. Mm-hmm. Mainstream pipe, put a lumber. The wall, right? Where the door is, instead of lifting it, they put it straight across the door. Could not get in there or anything. See, no ring at your line.
Yeah.
Are you
they
sorry?
Call it the Golden Galleon, that's because there's that much overtime put in on it.
I like to, when we fetched it back from Newcastle, I've got eggs in it to finish off. Because, well, it was to wash all the floors out, but that's special women for that.
Uh-huh.
To wash all the cabin floors out and everything.
Yeah.
And you had the satisfaction of seeing that it was all done, you know,
mm-hmm.
and lovely, and then it used to seal up.
Yes.
And you used to think to yourself, I wonder how many people saw this going to get killed on that, you know.
Yeah.
It used to make you think, was it worthwhile wasting money and time to have been such a thing?
Yeah.
But it had to be done.
Yeah.
So needed.
Did you all used to think like that when you saw a ship going out? You all wondered how long?
Well, we always used to think about our men, you know. Right. So whenever we saw that gun on there, that was the first thing.
Yeah.
Because there was one or two young girls there that weren't married. Quite about half a dozen, I should imagine. But we were all married and all our husbands was away.
Yeah, yeah.
To various regiments and various places.
Did you used to follow the ships that you'd built up in the news if they were mentioned? Would you recognise them as being one of them?
No, at that time.
No.
At the off the bench to look after when I go home on the night time, washing and things like that, you know.
Yeah. Must have been very hard, sort of, doing a job at work and then having to come home and look after the bed.
Well, my mum looked after them during the day, then we just go to school and was all right, you know. And she'd get the dinners ready for them. And if there was one that wasn't going to school, well, she used to look after it all day. And then she would have our teas ready, mine and that, for the bairns coming in on night time.
Uh-huh.
And then, because I used to do the housework and I got in and the washing. We used to want to get, we had no baths then.
Yeah.
We had to carry all the water upstairs.
Right.
So I used to light the boiling fire on, a few sticks and a bit of coal and put in a tub the hot water and dip them all in the tub there. They used to enjoy themselves, didn't they? Two at a time.
Yeah.
And give them a bath. There are what tubs is this, this. How about you? Never seen a tub, have you?
Well, I've seen one.
Post tub.
Seen one.
We had one when we moved up Kennywell, and the old mangle. I still got a bread bin there. You know, one of them big pots. Oh. You just put the bread in the damp towel over the top.
Yeah. That like the enamelled ones then?
No, they're a stone.
Glazed
and shine.
Yeah.
I forget what you call it.
Pottery.
Oh, it's pottery. Rough on the outside and glazed and shine. Yeah. Something like that.
Somebody that had a nice big hole, you know, could make a nice, if you painted the outside and put some patterns on it.
And ruin and
make it, put ferns in and that, you know.
Yeah.
Plants.
So, how did you find the sort of conditions down the yards when you went down there? Was there many rats about or out like that?
Oh, in the water, you could see them in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you bothered by them at all?
Couldn't hurt me, I was on the top deck. Not on the ship itself.
No.
You could see them in the yard, you did.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. Right. But I think when as soon as the noise started in the yard, I went back into the rivers. But you could see them floating in the water.
Yeah. I was talking to one woman the other night who was saying that, again, she worked down in Doxford, and she was saying that terrible lot of fleas down there in the yard.
Oh, in the foundry we had. Oh, when we worked in the foundry, we both used to come home, go straight down in the backyard, strip up, and shake them all out, you know, strip all off and put clean ones on, and then take them in the yard and either peg them on the line. But if there's rain, we have to shake them out and leave them to get washed in the washout.
See, the heaps of sand moves. It's happening, isn't it?
You see, with the heat and the sand?
Yeah.
Is there a room?
No.
Talk about itch. I get itchy when I think about it.
Aye, it's terrible, isn't it?
Now, as I was taking our kids down to the beach, you know, when I come back, I used to feel awful.
Yeah.
I could scratch myself to death. Mm-hmm. I hated the sand. I still do, but that's a tip for them, to me.
Yeah.
So, but now you see the block yards are in the grass now.
Yeah.
So it's not so bad.
Uh-huh.
You have to take them between the piers, because the further along on Chuck's Hoof, you don't have no money to buy them with, so they cry, you know.
Yeah.
So I just used to take them the block yard there, in between the piers. Just safer anyhow there. Because there are great rocks as well, then.
Yeah.
Beside the pier. But there isn't in that little pier, between the piers.
Yeah. What were the yards actually like at that time? I mean, there wasn't any proper roads through them or anything, was there? It was just like cinders off the
dirt track, that's all.
And what happened in winter? Did it just sort of wet and mold?
You just get a rake or something if you had to start and look for rivets, you know, there'd maybe be a big pile and they were frozen.
Yeah.
So you had to get a rake or something to pull them off, sort them out. If they weren't damaged, you could use them again. If they weren't damaged, that would have to be melted to me. And that's what we used to do.
Yeah. So did you find the conditions down there pretty bad when you first got down there, sort of in winter and that, the cold and the...
We soon got used to it.
Yeah.
You know, we soon got used to it. Mind if it was small and heavy, you were laid off unless you had something to do inside.
Yeah.
But the men used to work overtime on the night to make up for that.
Yeah.
Maybe so next day it was all right and they could work on it. See that again, the weather interferes with everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. How did the women get on with the apprentices down there? Did the apprentices like the women down there?
I don't think there was any apprentices.
There wasn't.
No?
Yeah.
It was only if there were, they were on the
machine shop.
On the fire and beating the cork up to the rivets.
Yeah. It's, what I was wondering
what
about.
What do you call a heater?
Aye, the furnace thing there. Mm-hmm. Aye, like the plane. What I was wondering about was the figures they're offering here to get more of on sort of wages suggest that the women were getting paid more than like the apprentices. You know, even if you were in your final year of apprenticeship sort of thing, a woman who had come in and done 32 weeks training on whatever would be getting higher wages than the apprentices. And
oh, well, I don't know, that would be in the, probably in the carpenter shop or the engineer, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we weren't in that.
That's right.
But I never seen any young ones really in them places or coming out of them. I never was in them.
No.
And no really young lads, you know, not like, because I mean we left school at 14 then, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I expect they took shop jobs and things like that rather than shipyards.
Yeah.
I'd love to see the world when they were to get an army.
Uh-huh.
Because I mean they were starting at 18 to call the lads up.
That's right.
By some of them it's only 16, no one saying they were 18, you know.
Aye.
But all in all, it wasn't so bad.
Mm.
I mean, we had harder times than that when I was younger.
Yeah.
From when 1918 to 1930.
Yeah, right.
Notorious was in then.
Aye, right. Because they closed down a lot of the yards on the way, didn't they, during that thing? In fact, that they were opening a couple up during the war, I believe, when the demand for ships was...
Yes.
The corporation came as well.
Nobody had anything, everybody was the same.
Yeah.
We were all hardy.
Uh-huh.
But we were happy and we managed on what we got, so...
Yeah. Do you think people in general were happier then than they are now?
Well, yes, because everybody was the same and now these days all seems all they want to keep up with the Joneses sort of style, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But in them days, everybody was the same.
Yeah.
There was nobody working.
Well, we lived down there, look, I'm a kidder, but they worked John was gone in June, innit?
Yeah.
And everybody in the passes, they had a pass every day, you could not have the biggest smile, good morning, whatever, you know. Quite like a lot of zombies, man.
Aye.
Just
yeah.
Well, but they
ignore
you.
Yeah.
You're not there.
Right.
I don't know why,
right? Because I've heard that sort of during the war, in the blackouts and things, and that you could leave your door open all night in case somebody came home or was away, sort of thing. Yeah.
Oh, there was nothing like, it was good and bad, but nothing like what it is now.
No.
And I mean, we had no tellies or anything like that.
No.
No, you made your own amusements.
Yeah.
You went to the pictures.
Uh-huh.
It was only maybe twopence.
Aye.
Their children in arms got in for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Penny for the others. We all used to go to pictures for sixpence.
Yeah.
Up here for Millie.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose if, you know, you had any trouble, people, your neighbours would help you with things and that.
Very neighbourly, it's not the same now.
No.
Not the same now. Things have changed all round. Even the 5-year-olds
are
cheeky.
Yeah? I know. My wife's a nursery teacher, like, and she's got like 4.5-year-olds and that. And she comes in and off of them, they'll not do what they're told, you know.
No.
Is it right?
No. And when you go to the comprehensive schools, some of the pupils is bigger than the teachers.
Aye,
dear. Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
And that one up anyway, oh dear. And mouth.
And washing it. That's wrong, dear, isn't it?
Aye.
Just for it.
Get on that thing, there's been planted with trees 3 times since we've come here. In a year.
Yeah.
And they just pull them out. Little ones and big ones.
Right.
Pull them out. Putting on the wall, we're not bothered with anybody really, it's just that, you know.
Yeah.
And as I say, my kids have to have somewhere to play.
Right, yeah.
But the thing is, they're all on the field playing, and up here, all the streets is empty and dead quiet. I would hate to live in one of them streets.
Yeah.
Bang up in me.
Yeah.
I never thought it would be like this when we came down here.
No.
If you didn't live here before I built these houses, you don't belong.
Ah.
That attitude. It's what I call a country village attitude.
Yeah.
There's one on this side, one on this side.
What, and they know each other, do they?
The ones that's on Beatrice side, and this one's a cop side, this one.
Yeah.
You want everybody to
say I used to go, I was at a place called Circle B Hall at Thurs.
Yeah.
And it's only a little village, there was only one little shop in.
Yes.
And I'd run short of quick oats, and I went down through the fields into the village with a crowd, and I asked